Alright, people. The Best Paradise Security 90.3 FM. As I said before, we have some special guests in the house tonight.
What's going on, Montreal?
We have Dem Funk.
Hey, what's happening, Montreal?
There's no where you're from, man.
From Los Angeles, California, by way of Pasadena, California, West Coast, United States of America, loving a Canadian life a lot. Nice style, nice vibes tonight, y'all.
I was reading that you're known in LA as the, what is it, the ambassador of Boogie Funk?
Yeah, I didn't name myself. Okay. I wouldn't have never done that, but catch.
It's nice when people say that about you, though.
That's cool. Yeah, you know, I'm taking it in a humble fashion. I mean, it's like, it's an honor, and I think it basically comes from the fact that in LA, people just weren't really playing this kind of music when I was there, and you know, starting off at the spot that I do, which is called Funkmosphere, every Monday night. And the reason why we started that spot was because all you had was just certain genres of music that were just beat to death, you know what I mean? And it, you know, a lot of us would ride around and listen to these types of songs that are falling into the boogie genre and funk genre. And but people would kind of go to clubs and like, oh, I wonder why I don't hear these tracks, some Slave or you know, or somebody, you know, around that, you know, every time it would be dropped, the crowd would love it, but then they'll go right back into, you know, some trance, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it's all good, but it's just that's the void. And I guess that title comes from just me, you know, breaking the sound in LA, and it's just a blessing.
Well, it's definitely, it seems like it's contagious once again, because you're jetting off to London very soon. You're here with us here in Montreal tonight.
And then you play in Ottawa last night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, fellas. Ottawa was fantastic. Good vibes. And Montreal was fantastic as well.
We had a good time, definitely. You know, it was a special night. You know, like, we heard a lot of stuff that we actually never heard of here in Montreal, you know. So it was...
Yeah, that's
a night to remember, I guess. You know, like.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, that's the fun about it. It's like the whole fun about the genre, which I love about boogie and funk, and we call it boogie funk, is that it's like almost somebody told me an analogy. It's almost like collecting baseball cards or something. They're like comic books. It's like we still value the wax, and it's like it's almost like a collector's game, but yet and still we're not snobs or elitists about it. You know what I mean? Like, there's other genres that, you know, comes to like people covering up their titles and the labels and all that stuff, and you know, we don't get into that, man. We just share the artist and we collect records still. So that's the fun about the whole boogie thing, because the whole boogie scene is like, which that term came from the UK, by the way, fellas. You know, it's like it between like the late 70s and early 80s to mid 80s, there was a lot of private pressing things and small label records, as with other genres, but some of this stuff got lost, you know, 500 copies pressed up, 1500 copies, you know, who knows, and especially around America. And that sound you can find on those small labels, and it's gotten beyond you know, the major labels. Now we look for deeper labels, you know, that only came out private press. So, and then even, you know, the more known ones like West End and Prelude and South Soul, those are still mainstays in the scene. But it's just a pleasure playing it for people, y'all. It's really nice.
It's a pleasure having you bring it to us here in Montreal.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you.
So I've seen, like, something I realized with hearing you playing and hearing you some of your set on the web, is that you actually bringing the gap between like the boogie stuff and the house stuff. I heard you playing a lot of like finger stuff and stuff like that.
Yes.
So how do you see like the connection with the boogie stuff and the more houseier stuff?
The connection that I see is from the chords and the era that it came out. Like I said, the boogie and funk scene was like the early 80s, almost like led up to the garage. It was Paradise Garage and those type of clubs, and from the history that I've studied and been told. And then house came a little bit later, which is named after the warehouse in Chicago. Some people, of course, think that house came from just like some house party or something. It was the warehouse, and that's where they got the term from. But anyway, the point is that I play a lot of Larry Heard and Mr. Fingers, because those cats are like just incredible. Like just the music and the chorus, even the Detroit stuff that me and you talked about, Alex, earlier. It's like that whole connection. They were really into like funk. Like a lot of Detroit cats, they were into funk.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like it's George Clinton.
Yes.
All that, you know, like it's like George Clinton and Kraftwerk and all that stuff, you know, all coming together, you know. Like.
Yes. It's like the connection with house, though, because like the early house stuff was more soulful, and it is going back to more soulful sounds. But just the chords and the connection and the beat and some of the instruments used, it does have a connection with boogie. Yeah,
totally, totally. It's basically all about four to the floor soulful dance music, basically.
Yes, I understand. Yeah,
straight up. Mm-hmm. So what's next for you? You have some stuff out of Stone's Throw. You have a 12 inches out. What's next?
After this Burgundy City and Galactic Fun 12 inches done making its rounds, the next project is called Rhythm Tracks. And Rhythm Tracks is a project that some of us on Stone's Throw have been doing almost like in a series. My label mate, James Pants, did the first volume. It was called Rhythm Tracks 1, of course. The idea comes with Peanut Butter Wolf, who knows, and a lot of us know about these Jive Zomba records from back in the early 80s that were called Rhythm Tracks, and they had beats permitted on, there was no titles, it was just the beats permitted. It was kind of like made for the dancers in the clubs during the time, early 80s, mid 80s, and it would be like more like emphasized on drum machines and keyboards, and these things are kind of like collector's items now. So Wolf thought about it, why don't we just have some of our musicians on Stone's Throw do a series, and I think I'm fourth in line now. The first one was James Pants, the second one was DJ Roams of the Loop Pack, and the third one now is about to come out from Baron Zen, of course, and then mine is going to be following before the end of the year,
which you need to check out, obviously.
Cool.
You've heard the Bergen City here. I played that quite a few times, so.
Right on, thank you, Alex.
You know what to expect, you know, so you don't want to miss that, of course.
Yeah.
So, yes, I guess.
Yeah, so I think we're about to get into a set.
And
anything you want to let people know what they're in for?
Matter of fact, I did bring some exclusives. I brought the rhythm tracks for Montreal to check out.
Yeah.
So, Alex, the first track on the, what I brought you, that is basically the set is all, which they've done now. They've, instead of not naming the songs in the series with no titles, they've let us make titles. So I named all my songs after colors because it kind of reminds, certain songs on the album remind me of different colors. So the first one you're going to hear is called Red, and this is Dame Funk Rhythm Tracks. Stone's Throw.
You heard it first right here, CKUT 90.3 FM. Funk for you, you better believe, huh? We'll be right back. Yes.
Dame Funk.
Dame
brand
Funk.
New.
Super exclusive right here, right now in Montreal. Brand you heard new. It first. Utopia's Paradise, CK89.2 FM. So, what do you guys want to get into?
I guess we can go, since this is such an exclusive night, the next one on there I'd like to share with Montreal and everybody listening, and you folks, Nick, Alex. The next one is going to be, you can go to the fourth track on that. This one is called Purple, if I'm not mistaken. No, excuse me. The third track. You can go to the third track. And that one's called... actually, go to the fourth one. I'm sorry. So exclusive,
so
you guys.
Right here. You heard it first. You better believe, huh?
Let's hear our sounds and I'll tell you what the name of it is.
All right, let's do it. Are you ready?
Rhythm Tracks, y'all.
Check
Stone's
this
Throw Records. Yeah, this is called Sunset.
All right, Sunset, people.
Yes, fourth track on Rhythm Tracks coming before 2009, y'all.
Damn. Yes, people.
Right.
You heard it first, late night here in Montreal, Dame Funk.
Yes, Sunset on Rhythm Tracks, y'all.
So, what's your inspiration, man?
Oh, my inspiration? My inspiration is just, like I said, for instance, that title is called A Sunset. I like sunsets. I like warm weather. I like... great music of all genres. good people to chill with, you know what I mean? Just staying positive. That's my inspiration. You know, getting through every day in no matter what you run into, just to try to, you know, stay positive. You know what I mean? We all have ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but the music gets me through. So that's why I like to revive those kind of songs you just heard for the people to maybe heal you or aid in your existence day by day. You know what I mean? So that's what it's all about for me. That's my inspiration, just staying positive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Straight up. So
I do have one more on there.
Yeah, one more on that.
And I'll let you guys, you know, do what you will. But I really appreciate you letting me share this with Montreal.
Wow, Nick and Alex, it's a pleasure for us.
Oh, you know, man,
like,
thank you.
Straight up, you know, yeah. It's an honor, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, like to have you coming here, you know, like after the great night we spent together. Like, man,
that was fun. Montreal was off the hook tonight. Much love to Scott C.
Big up Scott C and Andy Williams. You know, you can catch them on the goods right here every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4, you know.
Yeah, also Ty G, who came up with me from Heavyweight, Los Angeles. The guy is real cool. He has an art gallery. He's one of Montreal's own, Ty G. He has a group called Hawthorne Headhunters coming out on his label. You might want to look out for on Heavyweight Records. So there's a lot of things going on in L.A.
Straight up. Yeah. The Montreal L.A. connection happening right here. You know, like
This next joint I want to share with you, Alex and Nick, and the people of Montreal is the sixth track on the CD. It's going to be called Indigo.
All right, let's check it out. And you had Damn Funk right here, right now at Utopia's Paradise. CK
exclusive,
straight up exclusive. And got big up Professor Groove out of West Funk.
Groove is chilling here.
Yeah, man. So let's do it. Keep it locked. CKUT 9.3 FM. What up, people? We have a special treat for you. You heard some of the Dank Funk tracks.
Yeah, now you're about to feel the Dank Funk vibe that we're feeling tonight at Sala Rosa.
Check this out. Dank Funk on the 1 and 2s right here live at the Utopia's Paradise. Check this out. Oh! 448-401-3 is the number to call. Let us know how you feel, people. Come on. Alright, check this out, party people. Damn funk! You better believe, huh? Believe that, people. Them funk on the one and twos right here, right now. Utopia's Paradise. And I gotta send this one out to my girl, the Lady S. Some figures for you and I. Courtesy of them funk. Wanna say something, man?
You got a good groove going, Alex.
Word. Thanks a lot, man.
Yes.
Oh, Fingers Inc. Them funk. Check him out. Out soon on Stone's Throw Recordings. You know you don't want to miss that. We got a big up, Professor Groove. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be up in the studio here with Utopia's Paradise.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. We funk every Friday night between midnight and
2. Midnight and 2, Friday night. Check it out. The finest in funk and hip-hop.
Thank you again for having me, y'all. Alex, Nick, everybody in Montreal, it's been a pleasure. And I will definitely be telling everybody in LA and England how much it was a great time that I had. And you guys just keep the funk alive and the all soulful sounds and all good music and whatever genre it is. Just keep that good music coming, y'all, and supporting it. Much love. Staying funk, one love.
One love indeed. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Thank you.